Getting featured by a journalist is a real privilege, and I'm telling you why in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 162. Yes, it's the 162nd episode of the Nata PR School podcast. I hope you're doing well and that you're ready to listen to this episode. Maybe it's the first one and it piqued your curiosity because I'm talking about a privilege that is being featured in a media, a newspaper, or you're invited on a TV show, and it is a privilege. And it's not always perceived like that. Why? Well, let me just tell you that before I start teasing my marketing friends. So before I really become passionate about public relations, I was, and I'm still am, a marketing professional, but I was really working and hired to be a marketing expert when I started my career. Then later on, I fell in love with PR and founded Nata PR. There are some previous episodes where I tell you how I discovered PR, if you're curious about that. But this is why, that being said, that I'm allowed to tell my marketing friends where they get it wrong. One of these areas that I think needs improvement in their belief system is that many of them, believe that media and influencers are obliged. They have to talk about the latest development or of their company, or it's just normal. It's part of their job to invite their CEO on their TV show, you know, to be interviewed on the news. I hear sometimes stories like this. I'm making it up, but it's just an example. So listen to this. So my marketing friend told me this. Well, this TV show wants to discuss and talk about, you know, made from oats product, new products made from oats. So it's obvious that they should be featuring our new local and 100% oat-based beverage, you know, our new drink. Because they're talking about oats, so, you know, they have to. So you understand why it's challenging sometimes for us, or for me, to make them understand that things don't always go in this assumed direction. Well, very often it doesn't go that way. But they're right in the sense that, wow, there is an opportunity there to let them know that you have this new product composed of oat because it's a trendy ingredient right now in the food industry, in the agro industry. But because this TV show is doing a segment on this, doesn't mean they have to feature your oat-based drink. They might not, really. So when a journalist or an influencer talks about you or your product without being paid, now you see where I'm going? This is when it's a privilege. It should be considered as a favor, a huge privilege. I choose my words very carefully here because, you know, this journalist or TikToker that has chosen you, they're not obliged. They don't have to talk about you. Because yes, freedom of the press does exist. They can choose not to talk about you. And if a journalist or an Instagrammer grants you the privilege of an interview, you should take the time to really thank them because they don't have to. How often have I heard this? Well, this media, this magazine, the press must talk about us. We are an advertiser. Well, my dear marketing friends, there is no connection between you and the advertiser, really. Between you, the advertiser, and the journalist. So you advertise, they can't even say no to talk about your products. You can't put an ad, buy a full page of your product, and they might decide not to talk, not to taste it. Maybe they won't like your product, so they don't want to feature it. They might decide that, you know, they want to pay attention to someone else. Yes, that's the way it is. The same goes for influencers. They have an even greater freedom because they're not bound by journalistic rules. They have created their own community, their own media, in a sense that through these filters, through social media, it can be even YouTube, if they have created their YouTube channel, it's really them. So they can do whatever they want. They are free to choose their topics and what product they decide to feature. If they decide to test it or not, it's really up to them. And even after that, sharing it or not with their followers, it's really up to them. Especially if you don't pay them. So this mention, if they decide to talk about you, is organic, 100% organic, therefore unpaid. And this is where the magic happens, my marketing friends. Nothing is more powerful than this, you know, middleman, middlewoman, this intermediary between you and your product and you, right? Your product and your clients. So you have someone that presents your product. So you have someone in the middle. You have your product on one side. In the middle, you have the influencer. And on the other side, you have your clients. So if they love what their, you know, favorite influencers, TikToker says, they will many of them will be influenced to buy your product. So let's treat journalists and influencers who take their profession seriously. There are some amazing people out there who do great work. They care about what they do. So let's take them with care and respect. They are essential. And I even dare to say precious, in the sense that they have great value. I consider them so important. So you may or may not like what they're doing and how they appear, but if you believe that it's a given that they talk about you, think again. This is not how it works. Yes, of course, times are increasingly challenging for many publications, and sometimes the line between an article and advertising is very, very thin, really. I know that. But what would a magazine, you know, think about it for a second. If your favorite magazine only had ad pages, or if, you know, your favorite website is just full of ads, or Instagrammer, this influencer that you really like, only talks about products that are sponsored. You know that they're being paid for everything they put online. It would be boring. Yes, so dull. Oh, if an influencer only talked about products sponsored, paid for, not very authentic, to use a trendy word. No, the authenticity would be out of there for sure. Yes, it would be deadly dull. And I doubt they would survive for a very long time. Oh, I know, I hear you, my marketing friends. So you tell me, well, yes, that might be true, but without advertising money, the media cannot survive. And yes, of course, indeed. But it can only exist with the other. One can only exist with the other. So you have the editorial, the articles, the mentions, and on the other side, you have the publicity. And of course, already several publications have disappeared. Why? Because the money is going online and, you know, digital, YouTube, Google, Facebook, you know, they're getting the money. And so these important media are really suffering. They've been suffering for such a long time now. Yes, that's true. So my marketing friends, part of the responsibility for this balance falls on you. If you want the Elle magazine to talk about you, don't you think it's appropriate when you have an advertising budget to consider this publication in your advertising placement? Not just thinking about, you know, paying influencers and paying online campaign. Don't you think it would be important? If you want significant media outlets to talk about you and you consider their influence because they do reach your clients, you should. It's your, you know, you have to think about setting apart a budget for them, not spending all your money with the GAFA, Google, Facebook, Instagram, TikToks of this world. Yes, getting yourself talked about on the news, in a magazine, or by an influencer is a huge, incredible privilege. Some of our clients still talk about the long-term effects from an article that, you know, appeared in the, that was published in the local newspaper, and they still have clients coming to them, sometimes, you know, many years after it was published because they remember it. So remember to thank the media that wrote this paper and the influencers who took the time to tell your story, because these articles and mentions have great value. And of course, also, if you're interested in exploring a part of our program, I'm inviting you to this new workshop that we created. It's free. So it's a 3-day challenge, but it's really 3 times 30 minutes a day. So it's 3 times 30 minutes. And I will teach you how to start your press release, how to write your first press release, really start it, and start also creating your journalist and influencers list. So the link is below at the bottom of this episode. And I hope to see you in at the workshop. And even more than that, I hope you'll be joining me for this, for the next episode of this podcast. So I hope to see you next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.